Another bite-sized serving from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon.
You ever wonder what happens to a social media account when somebody dies? I mean, you hope the family has access and can shut it down, or maybe they can contact, you know, Facebook or Twitter or something, but maybe they continue to run it as a tribute. You know, but some of these things just keep grinding away, right?
Well, they do. And apparently there's about 8,000 Facebook users that pass away every day around the world. And so Facebook becomes like a digital graveyard, if you like. And I know people who have passed away and their Facebook account is still there. And on anniversaries of their passing or on their birthday, people go back there and they leave messages. And it's really for the family. And I think it can bring some comfort and things. But Facebook is trying to think right now, what do they do? Because eventually, I mean, however long Facebook goes on, there could be, you know, millions of basically Facebook accounts owned by people who have passed away. So, I mean, what do you do? Do you hold a Facebook funeral? Is there such a thing? Well, maybe there is.
Facebook friends, we are gathered here in this comment section to remember Steve. And although we all feel like crying emoji right now, let's remember Steve as he would have wanted, through his news feed. Steve was a very inviting man. He invited us to play Candy Crush, Farmville, and whatever Bubble Town is. Steve loved food and photography. So many photos of food. And he was passionate about politics. Steve's the only person to post more about Donald Trump than Donald Trump himself. We wish it could be Throwback Thursday to when he was still with us, but Steve has logged off for good. And while Steve's time was cut short, he made the most of the time he had by spending it all on Facebook. Goodbye, Steve. You are liked.
Wow. You know, that's not really that far from being true, is it?
I know.
Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon. True stories from the weird side of the internet. Subscribe to the full podcast.